It's being called the biggest series of cyber attacks in history.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The computer security firm McAfee claims that more than 70 organizations, including the U.S. government and the International Olympic Committee, have had confidential data stolen. That's during 5 years of cyber attacks by one single organization, likely a government of some sort. The BBC's Theo Leggett reports.
The past year has seen a number of high-profile hacking attacks, with the personal details of millions of customers being stolen from firms such as Sony and Citigroup. But most of those attacks targeted individual companies. This campaign was different. It involved the systematic theft of information from a wide range of organisations, including the US government and the United Nations, and behind it all was a government agency. McAfee's refused to identify which government it suspects, but Darian Graham-Smith, who's technology editor at PC Pro magazine, says China is an obvious suspect.
These attacks hit a peak around the time of the Beijing Olympics, which is suggestive. Earlier this year, Google announced that the Chinese government had interfered with its services. And in the past, I've heard of malware, which is designed to only target certain political groups in China which disagree with the government.
The hackers used sophisticated computer programs to steal information from defense contractors, electronics firms, and financial institutions. In London, I'm the BBC's Theo Leggett for Marketplace.
Well, just a day after the U.S. averted a possible default, you'd think global investors would be a little more cheery. No. Stocks are down more than 1% right now. The Dow is off 128 points at 11,737. There could be some hopeful news heading into Friday's big July Labor Department employment report. Payroll company ADP said today private employers added 114,000 jobs, beating forecasts by 20,000. But another report from consultants Challenger Gray and Christmas says planned layoffs jumped in July by the biggest level in nearly a year and a half. Service firms in the U.S., which make up about 90% of the workforce, experienced their weakest growth in 17 months in July. That's according to the Institute for Supply Management. Time Warner said today its second quarter profit rose by 14% thanks to more advertising sales on its TV channel business. Clorox reported this morning its profit fell in the last 3 months. International sales were flat. And as Marketplace's Jennifer Collins reports, that could be troubling news for a company that features so many different products and one big-time wannabe owner.
Most of us know Clorox for bleach, but there's a lot more to the company, says John Sanmarco, an analyst with Janney Capital Markets.
They own Kingsford Charcoal, Glad trash bags, KC Masterpiece barbecue sauce, and salad dressings.
From Hidden Valley, the original ranch.
If you don't think bleach goes well with salad dressing, neither do some analysts, like Lisa Bradner of Geomentum.
They are very different brands with very different market share.
She says some of Clorox's brands might be more successful if they were sold off. Activist investor Carl Icahn has made a hostile bid to take over the company.
Icahn has had a strong history of identifying companies that might have had poor management decisions and trying to untrap value for their shareholders.
Brad Barber teaches finance at the University of California, Davis.
So those neglected brands could do better if they were spun off and put under the hands of different management.
After all, the same strategy that makes Glad trash bags sell may be all wrong for kitty litter. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. since 1896. AllianzUSA.com. And by Reputation.com, monitoring, protecting, and improving reputations online while deleting personal data from the Internet. Reputation.com.
Crude oil from the Canadian oil sands has become big business here in the U.S., especially in the Midwestern part of the country. Now, the industry is creating jobs, yeah, but some say at a very high cost. From the Changing Gears Reporting Project, Dan Bobkoff reports.
The oil sands may be in Canada, but the industry wants you to know that all that tar-like crude means jobs here.
Fact is, developing Canadian oil sands could create more than 342,000 American jobs over the next 4 years.
That number includes everything from companies that make equipment for the oil sands to some that sound like a stretch, like makers of breakfast cereals for all the workers. For now, construction workers are the big winners. Ken Wesley of Detroit had been traveling the country trying to find work as an electrician.
Family and kids, I haven't seen them in about 8 months.
But with oil companies spending billions to expand refineries across the Midwest, he just landed a gig at Marathon Oil's growing Detroit refinery. 1,300 construction workers should be on the job there by fall. It's a similar story at other refineries as they scramble to process more of the tar-like Canadian crude coming in by pipeline. But those pipelines are creating another kind of job, and it's not one to celebrate.
There was heavy oil in this area from bank to bank.
Ralph Dahlhoff of the EPA takes me for an airboat ride on Michigan's Kalamazoo River. A year ago, 800,000 gallons of heavy Canadian crude spilled here from a pipeline. Unlike most conventional oil, this stuff sank. We come across one crew using long poles to stir up the sunken oil.
Are you bringing up much oil here?
And this oil sands crude released volatile organics and benzene into the air. Penny Miller lived near where the spill occurred.
And then the next day my dog died from the fumes too, so I was a mess.
The industry says there's no significant difference between oil sands crude and the regular stuff. And it's easy to see why the Midwest embraces pipelines and refinery expansions. Guys like that electrician Ken Wesley need jobs.
Gonna have a good summer.
I'm Dan Bobkoff for Marketplace.
And finally, August is one of those months when there's just not a lot of things going on at the office. A lot of people, especially outside the U.S., take the month off for their yearly vacations. But for the people left behind, there's nothing to do. Well, website Gawker features some advice on how to look busy. Send well-timed emails at the beginning and end of the day so the boss knows you're working hard all day long. Walk around the office. Coworkers will think you're on a mission. And start typing. Type a lot. Even if it's an email to your mom, it makes you look busy. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
If you want to save a furniture store, you ought to get somebody who knows furniture, right?
Quite frankly, most of the investors couldn't tell you the difference between a sofa and a loveseat.
Yeah, I guess not. I'm Kai Rizdahl, Furniture for the Future, and today's business news, the numbers from Wall Street as well. It's all next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.